Okay, where are the main office buildings of the big banks located?
In the bank.
But what part, what section of town are they located in?
Well, some of them on that Five Point, some of them on Hunter Street, some on Marietta Street.
Okay.
Some on Peachtree Street. The Federal Bank's on Marietta Street.
All right, now a place where all of the banks are located, like maybe right there, Little Five Point. I think it's Little Five Point, Five Point. What kind of district would you refer to that as?
Well, you mean the Little, I knew it was Five Point in Atlanta. What? Little Five Point's out here, we're going on to where we just come.
Well, I'm talking about that where the Bulletin National Bank and all
that's Five Point.
Okay, now would that be referred to as a financial district?
Yeah, it's financial, business district.
Business district, okay. Now, where are the oldest and largest stores and shops located?
Well, the oldest and largest stores, some of them up there on that street name. Oh, not on Peachtree, Whitehall, all up in there.
Well, what?
And out there on Martin Street,
uh-huh.
Cater Street, the old store there, you know.
Well, are those referred to as uptown or downtown?
Well, that's crosstown, they call it.
Oh, that's crosstown.
Uptown, the grocery stores up, take the Curtain Market. Now, that's on Edgewood.
Now, would you say that all of the best stores in Atlanta are located in the same area?
No.
Oh, okay, so they're spread out, huh?
They're spread out, some out there on the Northside Drive.
Okay, are there neighborhoods here that can be identified with particular nationality groups? Like, I know in Philadelphia they have a place they call Germantown and Jewtown. Do we have areas like that?
Well, no. Like I said, they call it Buttermilk Bottom and
What about Buttermilk Bottom?
Dogtown. That Buttermilk Bottom down there back of Big Bethel Church back in there.
Okay, well.
Down there where they. By the greater homes there.
Now who live there, blacks or whites?
Black and whites.
Black and white live above it, Bob. Huh? Black and white.
Yeah. Oh, you knew them. No, that is for the Bill Oldie's partner before the Urban Euro came through, see.
Oh. Are there names for these places that an outsider might not recognize?
Some little Buttermilk Bottom, because you don't hear that now, because they don't call them Buttermilk Bottom.
Okay.
They call them by the street name, see.
Have you ever heard of Cabbage Town?
Yeah, Cabbage Town. Oh, that's across town on there.
Okay. Do the well-off and poor members of these groups live in different neighborhoods?
Yeah, they live in different neighborhoods. You know, now some of the Negro live in the same district, white, same neighborhood the white folk live in, you know.
But what about the rich? Do you have rich whites and rich whites and poor whites living together?
Yeah, we have some rich whites right there on Moore's Mill Road out there. Some colored people live out there.
Oh, okay. And then you have some poor whites living in Buttermilk Bottom, maybe?
No. Then the white folk live in Buttermilk Bottom at those times.
Okay.
But now they stay in these capital homes over there, you know.
Oh.
I don't know why you teach it in that capital home.
Yeah, that's capital home area. Uh-huh.
Well, they are white and color living there.
Okay.
Now you take her down here to the senior citizen home on Healy Street and Young Street. White folk living there.
All right.
Take Martin Luther King nursing home. Got white and colored patients in there.
All right.
And then all these hospitals, Crawford Long, Georgia Baptist, and Emory, all you have the white colored and white patient all in the same room.
Okay. Do any of these neighborhoods that we just talked about have their own financial sections or shopping districts?
Well, no, some of them do. Like you call down there and that big store,